The strategy put together by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Agriculture aims to reduce the amount of livestock manure being dumped into the nation's waterways. The waste, euphemistically called nutrients, contaminates the water. If a lagoon dike holding the liquefied manure gives way, it can kill thousands of fish. Rainwater runoff from fields where manure is spread will also cause nutrient overloads in the water. The EPA found 35,000 miles of the nation's rivers are adversely affected by livestock feedlots and other ag runoff. The new EPA and USDA strategy is supposed to help reduce that pollution. The EPA and the Department of Agriculture worked with livestock groups to come up with a strategy that works for the government regulators and the farmers. But the ag industry is still skeptical. Despite some occasionally devastating fish kills and a few farms that chronically pollute, farm groups say most livestock farmers are careful and conscientious. The ag industry says farmers don't really need more government regulation. Nancy Erickson is with the Illinois Farm Bureau. She says the strategy's mandates are not necessary.
I think it's going to cause some problems for producers. There are a couple of different parts to it. There's the regulatory side and there's the voluntary side. And one of the things that we have argued for a long time is that voluntary practices and programs do work for agriculture.
The EPA does not agree. The agency says regulations need to be in place to stop pollution, although it's trying to keep the farmers' concerns in mind. Unlike other industries, farmers are not used to a lot of government regulation. Traditionally, farmers have been an independent bunch, operating their farms as they see fit. The Farm Bureau's Erickson wonders if farmers will be forced to follow government rules instead of their own common sense.
And will they have to do some things that will not even be logically for their own operation? We're always looking for flexibility in programs. And I don't know how much flexibility this strategy would have in the long run for a producer.
Since the EPA and the USDA strategy is not finalized, farm groups are looking to make the plan a little more flexible, and others are looking to avoid it altogether. Poultry farmers, in particular, are fighting the strategy. Most chicken farms operate on a very thin profit margin. The poultry farmers say they cannot afford to follow the government's plan to dispose of chicken manure. So the poultry industry is lobbying Congress. They want the strategy cooped up. A reporter for U.S. News and World Report recently wrote an article on the proposed animal waste strategy. Penny Loeb says she found people at EPA are worried about that political pressure.
They're sort of discouraged at what Congress is doing right now. And I think, you know, when they sort of face reality that, you know, they're going to have a tough road ahead of them to get the regulations through and the way they envision them when they're up against poultry and, I guess, to some extent, the rest of agriculture.
Loeb says Congress won't kill the strategy.
But the regs do have to go through the whole regulatory process, and that's where there's concern that they'll get weakened from political pressures.
That's the last thing environmentalists want. If anything, they want stronger regulations with more specifics. Robin Marks is a senior policy analyst with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
I think that it would be really unfortunate if the strategy weakened at this point when the strategy acknowledges the serious pollution problems by factory farms and the need for stricter standards and more regulations. It would really be a travesty if we ended up with a weaker strategy than this.
Marks says as far as the NRDC is concerned, the government strategy as it is not a perfect solution.
Probably the crux of the matter is the strategy really just embraces the current technology, which is, you know, the lagoon and spray field system, which we feel is really badly broken.
Farmers say the spray field system, that is, spreading manure on the field for fertilizer, is as ancient as farming itself, and they say it's a good way to recycle the nutrients. They're worried the government won't always let farmers put the manure on their fields. The Illinois Farm Bureau's Nancy Erickson says depending on how regulators interpret this strategy, farmers could find themselves with a lot of manure and no place to go with it.
They may have to try to find someone else to take it. They may have to haul it a long distance. They may have to set up some kind of composting operation. And so those are things that may or may not be economically feasible for a producer to do.
Both farmers and environmentalists say the strategy as it is right now is too vague. Farmers worry it will lead to overregulation. Environmentalists worry the strategy will be weakened to the point nothing is really gained. The result will likely be somewhere in the middle, with lakes and rivers a little bit cleaner in the coming years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.